is, I know what I'm looking for. Where is the thing that was on the couch?
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Yasa Sagonige, a 7th grade grandson of Sawanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, headman of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous plant-based native sacraments. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keeper Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keeper Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers from our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots.
It's been usual traffic this
hour. 500-year resistance.
Whoa.
You can't break the connection.
Whoa. Yeah.
Follow? It's the 500-year resistance.
Whoa.
You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance.
Whoa.
You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. Folks, the scriptures say my people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look. Oshio Ginalii, this is Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the Lightning and Thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
His defense attorney has stated Judge Sirka's sentence at the federal prison camp in Montgomery, Alabama. Let's take a look at that. The minimum security facility is located there on the grounds of National Air Force Base. Com called it one of the 10 cushiest prisons in the country. Take these aerial images from Google. The facility is bordered on one side by a river, on the other side a golf course. They can also trade and train service dogs. The camp's handbook states that inmates will find, quote, ample movement and less Six News legal analyst Greg Isaac says the Federal Bureau of Prisons might
be
what a typical black guy would get with the same sentence.
Tell me your great secret deep inside your heart. Keepers of great wisdom, the truth of other times, let the wind blow. Let the truth be known to all mankind again.
His budget is selling all part of the government-controlled utility.
Prophecy keepers.
Does count in the federal deficit. Officials with TVA say
they're look inside the rainbow. Look inside the heart. Deep in the mountain stillness, echoes of another time, let the wind blow. Let the truth be known.
States in our region, including
to all mankind again. Prophecy keepers.
I was just doing the intro to the show. Yeah, this is Clark coming to you from Booger County in the mysterious Ozarks, and that was our guest, Bunny Singswolf, singing a song with lyrics by Karen Lake. She's another avid Prophecy Keepers listener, and this song's been in the works for a couple of months. And this is Bunny's second interview. The first one didn't turn out very well because she was real hoarse that night, and I didn't know a whole lot about what I was doing as far as the technical aspect. You know, I literally had a cheap microphone dangling from a lampshade, folks, when I made that. So anyway, welcome back to the show, Bunny. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be back again. Thank you.
That was beautiful. I would, you know, I slipped into an alpha state there for a few minutes. And I saw, you know, I saw things. I had visions, literally. I had visions of people I know that were my relatives and my other native teachers and some other people I didn't even know, and they were in Egypt.
Wow.
So I don't know what that was all about. I saw Jewish. I saw rabbinical teachers. I saw, oh, man, it was moving.
Well, that's great. It's kind of interesting to learn something in English also. That's a first for me, but I wanted to give you a sneak preview of what I'm working on for this thing that you want to get recorded.
Well, you know, back in the
60s,
oh, it sounds great. Back in the 50s and 60s, they actually used to record so it would sound good out of a 2.5-3-inch speaker. And that little song right there would probably sound pretty good, like an AM. You know, maybe you're not old enough to remember that. You know, I had one of the first. I had one of the first transistor radios. I remember being on the beach at Santa Monica. It was 1963, maybe two. And I had this little Sony transistor. I think it cost $30. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, and when they finally stopped selling them, I think you can get them for $2.95, you know, because transistor. But anyway, yeah, that Karen's an astounding songwriter. She's got some really neat clients in Nashville, and we wish her all the best. And she's a sweet person. Lives up near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and correspond with her all the time. So what have you been doing this year?
Just got back from North Dakota again, the National Buffalo Museum. I was there to do a concert, and I was there last summer for their 8th Tatanka Festival to celebrate White Cloud's 8th birthday. And White Cloud is and so that was a real neat deal. Actually, that's when we did our last interview, when I was up there for that. And I just got back from there again doing another concert, and it was kind of in line with the National Buffalo Museum. I had a song on my CD called Dance Buffalo Dance. If there wasn't a clip in there, that'd be great. I actually taught that song to all the kindergartners in the at the Buffalo Mall, except not the one that you have here in Jamestown. They actually have a Buffalo Mall that's the name of it. And so then I had each child bring up a little signs for each part of the Buffalo, you learned about all the different things that the plains Indians use a lot more for. I was such a revered and sacred animal because they provided all the needs.
And of course, it was kind of neat to get that over. South Korean officials say there are whistles and shoot different
sounds and how to keep a beat on the drum.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin and Toomey unveiled the deal earlier today. It calls for criminal and mental health background checks. They look guns
on
gun shows and online.
They
are not really in
for sales between family members, which was a key sticking point for many supporters of gun rights.
It'll never pass.
Get better, no, I'll tell you.
The house won't pass that. No way in hell.
School residency, It was great.
She was asked for a wig. Well, she soon realized the wig was impairing her healing process. Lupo says when she came to work then without the wig, she was reprimanded. She says her hours were cut and she was forced to quit.
Well, let's pause for a second and let's listen to Dance Buffalo Dance, then we'll move on to another tune, okay?
Okay,
hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Buffalo dance, and show me the way that I should walk. Dance, buffalo dance, rejoice in the life we all have got. Dance, buffalo dance, and tell me the words of the song to talk. Bow the rain of spirit to guide through the end. Sing, buffalo sing, and fill the earth with a happy tune. Sing, buffalo, sing, about the earth and the miracle moon. Sing, buffalo, sing, of the flowering tree that's coming soon. About the rainbow spirit to guide us to the end.
Sleep well, friends.
Okay, folks, we're back. That was a great song, wasn't it? So tell us more.
Show where the watches are. There they are. Still
so, some of the other songs that I talked to
you about in West Tennessee. So, tornado watch there. We probably will see some sort of watch as we go in East Tennessee, probably goes by tomorrow afternoon, if not tomorrow morning, in middle Tennessee. So, some of the areas right now, we did see the high of 84. Didn't quite get to a record of 89, but it's still afternoon. 71 in Crossville, 64 Tri Cities. And it looks like we're going to continue to see very mild air in place. The next 24 hours or so until the system pushes through. And then we'll start to see some change. Here we go with the clouds increasing tonight. Mild but dry in the morning. And strong storms are possible later tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. Explains why here. Second, first of all, we've got four miles way out on the side of the state. Still 79 in Jackson, 77 in Tupelo, 76 in Victor, with the 64 in Tri-City, the coolest spot. Officially, we need to have a southwest breeze at 5. We continue to see those southwest breezes get warm and gradually increase the humidity as well. 60 to start today. That's
like a minute or two.
60 to start the morning.
And we're going to, this is the White Horse song we're going to play right now.
With horsetail hair raised high in the clouds, I thunder, I lightning, I dance. Galloping across the prairie, heart joyful in the trance. With my nose flared, I breathe in the wind, hold my head up high. Hold me their mark below, and climb to go the sky. If you run fast to legged, you'll not catch up with me. I'll come to you in my dream. You awake, I sleep, for I am white.
Friday.
Okay, what a great song. Okay, and so tell us some more.
Okay, well, most of what my music is about seems to be things that are happening now in the world, and I guess were anticipated when these songs were given to me about 4 years ago. And what I'd like to share with you is the White Haired Lady song, because there is a verse in there that said she spoke of the future, a time of great joy, to comfort my heart full of tears, and its white billowing clouds and a golden sunrise. Her presence made the way seem so clear as she lovingly calmed my night fears. And I think that's the message that a lot of these songs that have come to me have. It's a real positive hope for the future. We hear a lot of people, well, I have one song that I start out my White-Haired Sunrise CD with called The End Is Near. And that almost sounds like a negative start, but that is the first song on the CD, and the last song is a song about peace. And so, yes, we are in for some big transitions from the things that I've been shown, but if we can keep that love attitude and the positive energy, the outcome doesn't have to be traumatic. And so if you'd like to just start with a couple of notes of The End Is Near, we'll start with the scary part first, I guess, and then go into the White Haired Lady song. Huh?
Okay, so we'll play a clip from The End Is Near, and then a clip from White Haired Lady, and then we'll come back, okay?
Okay.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Blue Water. Ayurvedic medicine is also called Ayurveda. It's a system of medicine that originated in India several thousand years ago. The term Ayurveda combines two Sanskrit words, Ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. Ayurveda means the science of life. Ayurveda is a whole medical system which integrates and balances the body, mind, and spirit. Thus, it's considered holistic. This balance is necessary for contentment and good health. While pharmaceutical companies extract active ingredients from plants and sell them as drugs, the benefits of medicinal plants cannot be replicated because their synergistic combination of hundreds of naturally occurring phytochemicals cannot be reproduced in laboratories. This fact has been known to Ayurveda for thousands of years. The benefit comes from using the whole plant, just the isolated ingredient. Because they contain whole herbs and fruits, Ayurvedic formulas are safer and more effective as opposed to Western formulations, which oftentimes have harmful side effects. We satisfy the health needs of our customers through safe, well-researched, and effective Ayurveda-based remedies using premier quality herbal extracts and sound manufacturing practices. We believe in Ayurveda so much, we're willing to offer you a 110% money-back guarantee. So be sure and visit india-herbs.us today and find out what this is all about.
Thank you.
who lives in the east, whose dancing eyes sparkled with stars. She spoke in soft whispers, not audible to ears. Their meanings were heard by my heart. Their meanings were heard in my heart.
Okay, folks, we're back. Well, those are moving songs.
So that's kind of the beginning of all of this, but I've been listening to your wonderful interviews over the last year or so since I was introduced to you, and I've heard so many wonderful viewpoints, and I have to tell you, Will, I took a class in world religions many years ago, and every week I went to class, we would study at great length a different kind of religion, and I could never really tell what religion my teacher was, and he was very artful because we studied Buddhism, and I thought, oh, for sure, he's Buddhist, you know, and then we'd go into Islam, and I thought, no, he's got to be Islam, and we would go into the different kinds of Christianity, from Presbyterian to Baptist to Four Square Gospel, and each week we'd have a different religion, and I go, oh, man, no, I know he's got to be Catholic, you know, and I learned so much from that class because he never really did divulge exactly everything that he believed,
uh-huh.
but left the world wide open to the students to help us to, you know, take in all of that information and then find our own path. And so I'm getting to the point here that I've enjoyed the way that you've handled so many of these interviews because they are so diverse and from
uh-huh.
all different places around the earth and different backgrounds of the people. And what a joy to find the openness and the acceptability and the welcoming attitude that you have given all of your guests on the radio here so that they can share the gifts that they each have to give for this time, because it's going to be a combination of all of these things and that willingness to accept pieces and parts of all of it so that we can all jump to the next level of the total hoop of life, that circle of life coming in, connected, where we can keep our individuality and the uniqueness and the gifts and the beauty that each of us hold, but be able to share it and combine it with everything else so that we can recognize that we're all a part of this beautiful web of life.
Uh-huh.
So I want to thank you for this show and everyone who's been involved in supporting it, because it's really filling a great need as far as what I can, from my perspective, for the times that we're living in, so more people can open their hearts and their minds to what they might have thought even months or weeks or no doubt years ago as totally opposing views, and here all of a sudden now we're listening and going, oh, that makes sense, and I can see how that ties in with this and that and the other thing. So it's a wonderful time
of
living in.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. Let me put it this way. Everybody that works in this business, I've said it a million times, and I don't want to belabor the point, you know, has enemies, you know, and, you know, all you have to do is put in the words blue otter and fake and blue otter and fraud, you know. But, you know, but I'll tell you, almost without reservation, these are Indians who are federally recognized, and and it's a real phenomenon too, because it's not very many Indians that are federally recognized, because the vast majority of federally recognized Indians, you know, love what we're doing. It's just a few that's all they've got to hang on to is that card, and. You know, what we do is a matter of advancement of spirituality, and, this show wouldn't exist if it wasn't for John Red Hat Duke, who was a card-carrying member of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. He was also old enough to be enrolled in the United Kutuba Band, and an elder in the original Kitsua Society Nighthawks. And
no way.
To each his own. And it's too bad, people, they all saying, why can't we just get along, but.
We're getting there, and it's more of hearing that and being able to listen to people who walk that talk. And it can
my granddaughter starting to have nightmares again. About the whole cocaine and kidnapping thing. Yeah, it started right afterwards. Then it got better.
What is hard to do, when the harder the task, the better the success.
It's always hard when kids are wrong.
When I first heard that quote, I thought, things are supposed to be easier. I like to kind of flow like that. But when I looked up virtue, it means active power to accomplish a given effort.
Now that's interesting. Working on your payback theory, I started looking for anyone who might have wanted revenge for Alice.
And it's true that some of the most difficult tasks
Tony Lash,
our
reputation, prostitution, drugs, all that.
It's an effort, and, backtracking. Whoops, we didn't do that right. Let's back up and try it again.
How she was renting blogs to him. So our home invasion crew not only messed with his property, they messed with his family.
And gave Lash good reason to be.
Well, the other thing is, I'm not a businessman, and I really don't know what I'm doing trying to develop this thing. I'm learning as I'm going, and but it's getting to the point now where we've got people who are coming in with ideas and about how to promote the show. One guy said, well, there's this really neat spirituality newspaper here in Southern California. Why don't I spend $20 a month and stick an ad in there? And I went, yeah, and this kind of thing. Some advertising things are papers are free. So it's just little things. There was a prophet once that said that it was through small things that great things were brought to pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're standing on the edge, it's almost practically guaranteed that you're going to make an original contribution, and more than likely a useful and stunning contribution. The culture that we live in now, but it's just hard to see that when you're taking small steps. One of my favorite things is inch by inch, yard by yard. It's hard. Mile by mile, it's a real trip.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think in a way it's kind of good we can't see too far over the horizon because then we'd be totally overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, a lot of the folks didn't hear a lot of the last interview. And so if you want to go back over some of that ground about how you got started, and feel free. The time's yours.
Well, that's kind of you. I was trying to think about some of the things we talked about that probably weren't heard on that last interview. And you mentioned all the different tribes and who are carrying Native Americans and who have contributed to this.
Looking for a Jimmy.
You have here for folks to listen to. And I guess I need to tell a little bit about my beginnings and hope that
you found your fingerprints on the tarp.
I started fantastic. Out early in life knowing that could listen.
I thought you just must have gone back higher.
Trees and animals, plants and birds all had songs.
But then the lab report came
telling my parents earlier, you better be careful what you say around rocks because you better be careful what you do because, all of these things, they're paying attention and they're making a record the way
you
walk on this earth. And so we have to be really careful about this. And, that's silly bunny, And I would say, trees have songs. Those birds are the only ones that have songs. They write some of their songs from the trees. And, okay, that's funny. That's silly bunny. But then when I started having dreams, I would have dreams of things that would happen. And
then it
would happen. I'd say, Dad, Mom, didn't you know that's what I dreamed the other night? It was just 2 days ago, and now it's coming true. And they said, sure. Finally, I got to the point where I would make them listen to my dreams when I wake up in the morning. This is what happened. This is what color it was. This is what the sounds. These were the smells. And this is how it all happened. Now, remember this because it's going to happen. And then 2 or 3 days later when it would happen, I would say, see, I really did dream this. And then my dad, my parents actually were missionaries, and they had met in Bible college. And so they had planned to go to China to be missionaries. And so here's this little kid. The first 2 years of my life, back in the Model A Ford, while they were going from church to church to gather funds to go on a mission field.
You're not giving away your age here or anything. Model A? Now,
oh,
these
well.
Are farm folks, I guess. Model, my word.
Yeah, it was some time ago. But I don't get it. How did the trunk of my truck selling all their belongings and going back to home base? And then... As they were getting to go, I guess it's some kind of a communal type of arrangement, and they separated the children from the parents of this, as a church. I don't know what kind of church it was. And my dad and some of the other young men there had, who were avid Bible readers, and my mother could quote all of Psalms just off the top of her head while she was doing the dishes. So I had quite a good knowledge of and respect for what the Bible had to say from an early age. And so my dad went to the with a couple of his young friends and had one of their Bible gatherings and explained to the elders of this group that, you know, parents should be taking care of their own children, not putting them off in a nursery somewhere all day long. The wife in one place and the husbands are another place and the children are another place. He said this is the responsibility of the fathers, you know, to have oversee and be involved in rearing their children. Well, after they lined out all the scriptures to back up their proposition there, they promptly all got kicked out.
Oh, my gosh.
So without any technical or business or money-making skills whatsoever, here's my parents with a two-year-old, three-year-old child how thrown back into the world. And so we had a lot of years where we weren't eating very much except out in the garden and taking odd jobs. So that was kind of my beginning. And so... after a while, of course, at that point, my parents totally turned against all organized religions that had to do anything with the Bible. Although they respected the Bible, they just can't, you know, there's got to be a different way. And in the course of all that, I grew up out of the world of California, barefoot, connected to Mother Earth and the songs and the trees and the horses and cows and cats so I knew that there was a lot of information there in the natural world, but my parents didn't really buy it. After a while, I just kind of shut up about it and kind of put it to the side there for a number of years. And of course, as you get more in touch with what society is like and what people accept as real in the culture we live in, I heavily buried my creative, my songwriting and my creative artistic side, and got involved in business and tried to wear gray instead of purple and red. It's been quite an interesting journey because in spite of wearing gray and brown, people seem to see purple and red when they saw me coming anyway. I finally gave up a few years ago, especially when I moved back to the Black Hills. This place really brings out, it's nothing short of magical, for lack of a better word, but as soon as I moved back here, the songs just started coming prolifically, and waking you up at 3 in the morning, and I guess the rest is history, or...
You want to go back out?
Coming up in the future.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Well, yes, wow. It is. And, but, well, what's, What's a day in Bunny's life like?
Well,
you know, when you get to be a star, these are the questions you're going to have. Uh-huh. have to be practiced at answering.
Well,
could
happen.
Yeah, I am. Spend a lot of time out in the outer doors as much as I can when I'm doing concerts and singing. Like, usually I wake up early and see the sunrise and spend a lot of time in prayer and thinking about the things that are on the earth and the people and the things that are involved in. And I feel really fortunate to be on the edge of the story with the hill balconies. And wide open area and the other. And when I watch the news from time to time, which I try to do, I'm aware of what's going on in the world, but I don't want it to affect anything or the things that I can focus on. The times we're living in are so critical.
Wherever you are, it's
good enough
to leave.
Have to focus on the positive because I've been shown and truly believe that there is a happy ending to all this chaos and confusion and stress.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, this is Will Bluehour speaking on behalf of Native Remedies. As the systems of the body are interrelated, proper functioning and health occurs when they are in balance and harmony, so it's important to consider taking a holistic approach to caring for your body. Provided that they are manufactured in the correct way, natural medicines can work quickly and safely to create holistic balance in the body to support systemic health, relieve ailments, and help prevent future diseases. Most natural remedies do not produce negative side effects, and unlike conventional medicine, natural remedies do not just mask symptoms, but they get to the root of the problem to support health and affect healing at the same time. Most homeopathics are even safely taken by people of all ages and during pregnancy. Homeopathic medicine is actually suppressed here in the United States. Outside of this country, a large majority of medicines that are prescribed are homeopathics. Did you know that the cure for malaria was developed by the man that invented the homeopathic system? That's right. So friends, please take my advice. Visit the front page of prophecykeepers.com and click on the Native Remedies banner and find out what all the excitement's all about.
Disconnected my internet connection at home.
Yeah, it was TV and stereo. Not very good staging. So you're thinking that to effort this.
And
but I'm also thinking that Molly's mom coached her, just like I coached my kids. But I'm a cop. I
had
a threat. What's our killer look?
A greater degree than what I really realized until I got it out of my living quarters, out of my household, and I was waking up at night wanting to get caught up on emails or try to remember something and I forget what I have to do. And I could actually let the songs keep coming. So that's, I've got to tell you about a day that I had yesterday, Bill.
You can say that
again. Kind of days. I've been working on tending a bubble site. Things come to me in a good way. All of my musical instruments, my drums, my guitar, my bass, have been gifted to me over the last 2 years, along with all these songs waking up at 3 in the morning playing in my head. Usually
April 26.
Harmonies and everything ready to roll. And so I've been really humbled by all these gifts and feeling that if they were given to me, that responsibility, I've really made a connection to pass it forward.
We are also in the enclosure.
So,
you
one of the gifts
you communicated with
last year was a raw buffalo hide. And I've been praying for a buffalo hide, knowing that a buffalo hide was in my future, but I didn't really picture it coming quite that way. So I just got busy wanting to tend the old Lakota way, and I have a friend who wrote the book on Brain Scanning, so... and calling him up and asking advice, and let's see.
I wonder if my dad didn't get
to do this
and
that. So, he's been giving me
the text was meant for him, not
here and there, as I could afford the gas money to get up to his place in Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to do a giveaway kind of a thing.
Great to the ER to get his stomach pumps.
Not on the mainstream as far as making tons of money with my music, and I've ended up giving a lot of my music away, at least the CDs, or reducing the price just so that people could hear it sometimes. And so that's left me really short on living expenses. So I told him I really felt that his knowledge and the information he's giving me is extremely valuable, and what could I do to help him with some of the projects he's working on, to show him regard and let him know I'm supporting his work. Could I come and work on some of his hides with him or some of his projects and just kind of back him up and be a slave labor for a day or so? And he said, well, I've got to set up these teepees up there. Daily dress that would be in a tribal setting for 1840. They chose that date so that it, because right after 1840, a whole lot of things changed in the West and in this area. A lot of people had horses, but not everybody had horses in the tribes. And the style of dress and the traditions were a little more close to what had taken place many centuries before. But after 1840, everything just went into a huge transition. So they chose that date, trying to get back to some of the old ways and the attitudes and the mindset of the people who lived in those little bands. And so I spent yesterday helping set up 5 teepees. And it was awesome. We had rain, snow, hail, thunder, lightning, sunshine, wind, everything. We were walking in mud that came to the bottom of our shoes to get these teepees up. And it was just such a blessing to be there and to be working that hard to put things up and get them ready for this coming up Memorial Day weekend, so could view it and maybe get an inkling of what it must have been back then. And anyway, when I was in the gift shop after lunch, there was a big photograph in there of a lot of chiefs that had visited Washington. I just skimmed over what this group photo had been taken of. The Sitting Bull was there, and
maybe it wasn't just killing for him.
There had to have been 80 faces there. And on my very first vision class, I had been shown thousands of faces in a rock that had been.
What's your connection to Tony Lash?
He'd been introduced to all.
I don't know any Tony Lash. What about Dave?
My relatives.
Detroit Dave.
And when I looked at him, I'm flashing back to the things that I had seen in my vision quest. A lot of my songs in this last CD had to do.
You really want to play it this way, really? Because I'll play on play. I don't know what this is about.
That is your confession to molesting your own son and daughter.
Not alone by any
stretch. Grace recorded it, man.
Yesterday. I'm back to yesterday. I'm looking at this picture and I realized that.
And this is why you had
and
them
then
too.
The names really struck me too, because they are in some of my new songs. And I just started crying because I had almost, because I haven't been singing my music a lot lately, sometimes it's easy to put it aside. When I saw those faces and read the names and matched the names to the faces, I remembered that I had been gifted
and maybe what you wanted
the
damn sure was
a
race to see. There was no way in hell she was ready to go there, Mom.
And that these really
and
truly are my relatives.
Grace was on that, so
you know, I can
yeah.
see that with a piece of paper
she
that the government approved. I know that from the bottom of my heart. And it was just a wonderful feeling to
hear
that conflict.
I don't think
about
them either. Okay, so we have two of our victims.
Their names
are J.D. and Duke, clearly connect to Tony Lyon. Revenge killing,
the
other two, Grace and Stephen, did with Bruce to cover up for his past crimes. But
lives and faces
Bruce didn't hook up with Flash to commit these murders. Questions?
I don't know, that was a pretty awesome day yesterday. And I was thinking, huh?
I guess. I guess so, yeah.
So I wondered, I'm going to give this a try because after that my music really is what I need to say. I could try to explain it and tell about my life and you know, tell you about everything that pops into my head. But for the music to really do what it needs to do to
so hard, but it,
work as a bridge among people and
it has to be done.
You feel the same way about killing your grandkids?
Four directions together.
You know, when I first heard about you and Tony Lash,
break down the barriers.
Yeah, he said that you two were high school sweethearts, that you reconnected
that people
after all these years.
Uh-huh. Like to let these dreams go for themselves. And since we did the song live on the telephone, I wonder if I could try singing this song to you because it mentions some of these.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And really, the message, of my music.
Sure.
It's called
Takoye Oyashi. Take care of that yourself.
You want to sing it live, or you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I haven't recorded it yet.
Oh, great.
Put this phone down and see if I can sing it. And then if it doesn't turn out, why, you can erase it.
Sure.
Right? Okay. But it's heavy on my heart, so I think it's appropriate to follow through with the trying to sing this one.
You had a murder.
Here it is.
Your own grandson, your own granddaughter. How could you do that? To protect Bruce?
You don't understand. How could you?
Oh,
this is my everything. My baby.
Are you there? Could you hear the guitar at all?
Just barely.
Okay, let me get a little closer here. I'm going to really...
If probably the best thing to do is just get close to the mic with your mouth and not worry about the guitar because the guitar is not going to... just barely picking up your... I don't know what it is, but we have a real problem picking up your voice anyway, and even when it's real close. So probably because you're an alto, you got a low voice for a gal.
Well, you know, it's soft. Okay, I'll try it.
Okay.
And then I'll see you.
Yeah, no, just okay.
Sure.
Here we go. At least I'll sing it for you.
Not
okay.
Here you.
I've
never been to Virginia. To my cousin.
Oh, well, Virginia's very nice. I think you'll like it. I used to live there for a while when I was a kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I lived in a lot of places, actually. I moved around a lot. It could be scary, you know. New places, new people. You're going to make a lot of friends.
Part of me once again.
Because if you're ever feeling scared,
my friend,
you know that I'm your friend,
right?
So we can talk.
Fast horse, little man, ghost wolf, you. On this land once again, Mother Earth, all you people shall.
could you?
I don't know. Police investigated after a drive-by shooting ends with a crash and a press. And look at me, jumping their way to a national title.
Who you are is what you are, and you are me, and I am you.
Oh.
You will live.
There is no harm or benefit aside from what we plan. Each of us just manifests from crawling thing to man. And you'll remember when you know the way you walk is the way you go. The way we think is the way we see. We manifest.
Somebody's
baby.
Oh, her name is
Ming
May. She's 4 days old.
Listen, but
continue. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of wisefoods.org. Our native ancestors stored away lots of food in case of emergencies. Thousands of years of sad experience taught them to be prepared. The traditional Hopi stored food enough to last for 7 years. So did the early Mormons. Nowadays, everyone unwisely depends on supermarkets for their food supply, and few people know that there is only a 3-day supply of food in the American food supply chain. Now, should some disaster befall us that would cause the big trucks like I used to drive to cease delivering our food, you'd be in big trouble. It is for these reasons that my family purchased a year's supply of 3 different breakfast and 10 delicious dinner entrees from wisefoods.org. These foods are freeze-dried right at the field where they are picked and processed, and fresher and more nutritious than any supermarket food. You just add hot water, and they're good for 25 years being stored. A year supply from wisefoods.org fits in an area about 4.5 feet by 4 feet by 18 inches. I can literally get it all in the back seat area of my Honda Civic. If you stay at home, you won't need to go to a FEMA refugee center should some disaster happen. Did you know that David Ramsey, David Gallagher, Laura Ingram, and Michael Medved have also invested in Wise Foods? Why don't you visit wisefoods.org today and see why.
Did you hear any of that?
Good song. Good song. Yeah, I'm not sure how well I think your voice is probably picked up as well as your speaking voice was. And see, I have to go through these and amplify your sound anyway. So I have to do that for some guests, and that's okay.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Let me move my guitar off my shoulder.
Sure.
I know.
Hello. Hey. You looking well?
So.
Anyway,
that's
kind of physics. Oh, that's a great song.
Look, Danny, I know things got...
I do have a few things I would like to share.
That was my fault. I just want to say I'm sorry.
Getting into all the different dreams and visions and experiences I've had on the hill.
She's probably going to be taking
Peak,
my bed.
That song that I sang, by the way.
I'm sure. So I was wondering if maybe I...
Actually, 6/20/2002.
Who's this?
It happens to be
my birthday. This is Sandy with your girlfriend. And...
Great. I moved in last week. Oh, I had to pack up some of your stuff to make room in the closet. Actually, I met him and you at the same time. I don't remember how I met you folks. I just ran into you on the late one night doing an interview. And you're my relative. Introduced myself to you, and you were kind enough to take me in.
Well,
thank you.
He sent me an email about you. What happened?
Oh, yeah. I think I sent him an email about me, too.
He just said, hey, interview her. She's the real thing.
That's great. Yeah, there have been times when I've wondered about all this stuff. And your own parents question you constantly after a lifetime of that and society. You begin to question yourself. So I've really been working hard at
When you get heartburn, it's too late for Prilosec. It takes at least 24 hours for full effect, but it's never too late for Zantac. It's specially acid blockers relieve heartburn in as little as 30 minutes. No pill works faster. When heartburn strikes, try Zantac.
So, what I would like to share is
serving up Steve.
That
she may be
a subject that seem to be heavy on everybody's part. One of them is, of course, the war. All the fighting that's going on.
Blue lets me enjoy smoking without it affecting the people around me. If it's vapor, not tobacco smoke, that means no ash. And best of all, no offense to those. We're all adults here. It's time to take our freedom.
Random acts of violence that seem to be
disturbing. You gotta be Burger Best. You gotta be Burger King. The church is Burger. Yeah.
How can we get out of this mindset of fear? I don't mean feminine, just normal women. Most of us have lost actually holds as lessons for us. And this is a time when a lot of women are reawakening to that. The feminine quality that we all have a lot to learn because we haven't been mentored. My song, Love is a power greater than fear. Love is a power. Learn it peacefully to our new world and every day. It's going to be a part of us. Every day, each of us has to be inside of us and find that. And if there's anger, I have a song called Treaty. You don't have to play the clips. Just keep it up. And I'm telling
you.
The song tells how can you do it. I'm going to have to make a shot.
Not my husband. You don't respect my deep
words.
Baby.
Hot out where you are?
Yes, we are on the corner of the edge of the Wyoming corner of the Black Hills. And we are in the map of weather. It's green raw conditions. And yet, my garden is blowing like crazy. And I've been able to put in, keep enough water that I hand water. So there are spots, and right now it's very, very green.
Your
pain, it finally has
it's your cholesterol and the gold.
Everything is just...
Ask you or doctor, right come on our store.
But all of those wild and crazy weather patterns
you can change in a Allegra DT pressurizes so you can breathe.
Mother is trying to readjust to
one of the healthy congestion for 24 hours of congestion free breathing.
Allegra
DT defense against allergy congestion.
Effort gets needed to balance the chaos on the other end. So,
okay. Now, repeat after me.
My
amazing
heels.
Have you
run it?
Well, actually,
no.
Through my amazing
heels.
I don't know how Mother Earth can deal with, you know, men are actively, you know, pumping, you know, heat waves into the atmosphere with giant antennas and spraying stuff in the atmosphere. You know, it's just...
Oh, it's very disconcerting, isn't it, when you see that? And yet, I love that old commercial. It's nice to fool Mother Nature. And you're really not getting away with anything. I mean, people fall into their lives to do things that they can't do.
Oh, yeah.
As above, so beneath, as inside, so outside. So it appears that people are getting away with it and they're doing irreparable damage, and I'm not telling people they can go out and do all that stuff and it's okay, because what happens is they bring that back on themselves. In the process, they bring in a lot of people around them, too. But I think that's where the real choices are becoming so critical for each of us now. There's been a long period of time when you use those kinds of choices and not get the ramifications of it so dramatically. But now we're getting to a point where the stress level is the rather broke the camel's back, so to speak. Those of us who are working towards living in harmony with the natural world and walking barefoot in the grass instead of on carpet and concrete and paying attention to the sun, the stars and the sun and the moon and the trees. It's a challenge for us
to not have connection with Creator, I mean, all this is going to scare you to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, on the other hand, it says that in the Bible that if you fear, you'll be caught in a snare. So, you know,
right.
That's tall order. How not to fear in a situation like that, and which you know would seemingly should make. You know, anyone's fearful.
Yeah. And it does say, who is there for those who just listen to the Bible. Of course, I believe that there's a whole lot of other messages that other places than just that. And that in a lifetime of studying the Bible and then realizing that, you know, there are verses that say the heavens declare the glory of God. And the,
sure.
You know, all those natural things are there to teach us, too. But as far as the Bible goes, I know there's a Jesus talks about the wisdom from above. Moreover, the fruit of righteousness.
Now, you really had me going out there, Doug. I took a leap of faith for you. You didn't take a leap of faith for me. The only time for marriage, you screwed me over to do what you wanted to do.
There we go.
And
who do we have?
And it comes to town once a year. It wasn't just that, Doug. It was many other things, and I forgave you for everything. So you damn well better forgive me for this.
So don't
tell me what a better damn well better do.
Very good.
Sure.
It says, what are the horses in her?
I ain't going to get her for
you. No, because I wanted a baby first, okay? So if anybody's going to get the baby, it's going to be me.
Oh, you really think so? First of all, I'm on my way to China right now to get her.
Yeah, not if I get there first.
They got the money to do this.
I'm going to get there.
George, you want to put me on?
Yeah, we're on this subject. I didn't mean to be quoting the Bible here, but... Like I said, it was a lot of my life for a lot of years. But I love that. There's no fear.
To China to get my baby. Come on, actually, you can just drop me at the airport if you don't have it.
And that's when my love of
God
had a that's the best kept secret. So how are we going to manifest that love and care to us and then let it do its work?
Really? You know? You mean it?
We have to look at people like Gandhi to figure that out.
you forget something?
Actually, I just thought of a quote.
I forgot my room.
I have a song called The White Sunrise CD. And every time I sing that, I try to finish off with that and have people sing along. Peacemakers need to sing in peace. Help them get a feeling for what that is.
What's your mouth
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Blue Art. Ayurvedic medicine is also called Ayurveda. It's a system of medicine that originated in India several thousand years ago. The term Ayurveda combines two Sanskrit words, Ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. Ayurveda means the science of life. Ayurveda is a whole medical system which integrates and balances the body, mind, and spirit. Thus, it's considered holistic. This balance is necessary for contentment and good health. While pharmaceutical companies extract active ingredients from plants and sell them as drugs, the benefits of medicinal plants cannot be replicated because their synergistic combination of hundreds of naturally occurring phytochemicals cannot be reproduced in laboratories. This fact has been known to Ayurveda for thousands of years. The benefit comes from using the whole plant, not just the isolated ingredient. Because they contain whole herbs and fruits, Ayurvedic formulas are safer and more effective as opposed to Western formulations, which oftentimes have harmful side effects. We satisfy the health needs of our customers through safe, well-researched, and effective Ayurveda-based remedies using premier quality herbal extracts and sound manufacturing practices. We believe in Ayurveda so much, we're willing to offer you a 110% money-back guarantee. So be sure and visit india-herbs.us today and find out what this is all about. All of our needs are met by our Creator.
Did you hear what Mama said? She said you're not that pretty.
I think the biggest problem is that people look around them and they don't think eternally. So, you know, because they can't see the eternal world, it just makes the strength of issue they think in their mind so high. Follow my drift, but you lose your life, you gain it. I don't know, people. It takes a while after you get your connection with Creator to understand that you're walking in two worlds. You're walking in this one and the next one, and you just have to always think as if you were in the next one and operate on that level. That's how I get along. I mean, and you know, if it wasn't for the two good women I married, I wouldn't have a clue because they're the ones that taught me. Well, you know,
are you listening out there, everybody?
Betty,
I love it.
You know, Betty, you know, the Well, I was smart. My first wife was 8 years older, and my second wife's 11 years older, and I think I made some good choices. I think if you marry, I don't know, I mean, there were the right choices for me. I suppose in certain set of circumstances that, you know, that a woman can be younger and wiser, but plus, I don't know, I guess, I don't know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go, you know, saying things about, you know, the current generation of girls and how they might be different from their mothers and so forth. And, but I did marry some gals that were pretty well connected and tuned in with Mother Earth and family values and things like that. Hadn't become too worldly, but they weren't real churchy either, you know. They
had their feet kind of on the ground.
Exactly.
A book I read recently. Robert Goldsmith's website to reference women who are the wolves, and that is an awesome book because it really kind of gets. Allows the modern woman, it was written a number of years ago, but it's even truer now than it was then.
There's
a little girl that played with mud pies and climbed the tree and watched the sunrise. That both of the girls are still here with her.
Finally having the things she wanted back then.
Have those wide open spaces to explore the connection.
At the moment, I should have given it up.
And then, when you were talking about
trivial things like who owns what.
And if I worked for somebody who treated me as bad, I would see some of these shows on television. You're fired. It's all competition. I mean, I quit. Why would you put up with that? There's no dignity and self-respect anymore, and we're almost getting programmed because we have to be total disrespect in order to make a living, and I don't think that's true either. We don't have to compete to get ahead. We don't have to be better than the next.
May Heffernan.
I love the
experience. It works. Come on, honey, we're going to the airport. Mommy and I are going to take you back home to Queens.
These children were running a race.
You're going to love Queens.
Fell down.
Queens
and everybody in the race stopped.
That was like a Special Olympics.
Yeah,
it was. If it was the regular Olympics, they'd just run over him.
I never loved
that. After they got to the finish line, they might have gone back and had it upon the head. But
when it comes to us individually, it's a real challenge. Which way am I going to be?
Where am I going to be?
And that is where we have to not just about faith, but really know.
I think I'm having an anxiety attack.
Are you sure? That is what the faith ceremony is. We're going to be there every moment of the day.
Stop
the race.
And it is, you know, you said it a minute ago. I mean, mixed bloods and people that work with many people are kind of want not to go to the Bible, you know, because of all the abuses that have happened.
And who could blame him?
Who could blame him? Who can blame him? But, you know, I'm sorry. If you will sit down with just about any book of scripture, not sure what it is, and read it, and not get involved in the doctrines and dogmas of the organizations that have grown up around them, there's some real wisdom in there.
Yeah, and you know,
there's wisdom everywhere.
You can't look out the window and not experience wisdom, but you feel so deadened.
Well, the reason why I asked is I got a phone call from Joseph a few days ago, and he told me that people were calling and writing him, and that he's got to meet this guy. He's a Mohawk medicine man, and he's 140 years old. You know, he went, oh yeah, sure, you know. And well, anyway, I think this fellow lives somewhere down around Tempe or Scottsdale or somewhere, and apparently it's documented. He's I can't remember what he told me his name was, but. And he says he's going to arrange for me to interview him on this show, and he's also going to be up at the Father Sky Mother Earth gathering up in Montana, and I suppose you got an invitation to go to that. And but anyway, I don't see there's any way how I can get up there, but you're pretty close, so. But can you imagine somebody that was born in 1860, 61,
uh-huh.
The beginning of the Civil War, and he's still alive? Can you imagine what that guy knows? I mean, that'd be unbelievable, because, you know, medicine men, they learn their medicines as they go along, and and most of them take them with them when they go. But can you... Can you imagine what this guy knows? 140 years old. That should be an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah, that should be interesting. So, yeah, I think that would be an interesting interview. I know there'll be a lot of people want to listen to that one.
There was a book from Alice Clinton Book Fair that was Ages of Your Time Was Mind, written a number of years ago by
Deepak Chopra.
Yeah. And that's another Oh no, I'm doing that. That is part of the problem. And there's great differences in
die an average of 8 years after they're men do. The reason why most, I think 98% of the wealth in this country is concentrated in the hands of very old women. And a lot of people don't understand that because their husbands make it and they die. And that's an interesting, little known fact.
Women don't even honor their gender or the gift that they afraid to fly, afraid of freedom. And if there are two people alive that
and there's so very few people that are native that are that way. And but you know, I can't remember who said it. You know, back in the days of the founding of the United States, you know, somebody said, "Hey, it only takes a 2 or 3% vocal minority to really change things," because you know the vast majority of people are sheep.
Or, and then you add to it, and if a few people really own that power,
be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, this is Will Blue. I'm speaking on behalf of Native Remedies. As the systems of the body are interrelated, proper functioning and health occurs when they are in balance and harmony. So it's important to consider taking a holistic approach to caring for your body, provided that they are manufactured in the correct way. Natural medicines can work quickly and safely to create holistic balance in the body to support systemic health, relieve ailments, and help prevent future disease. Most natural remedies do not produce negative side effects, and unlike conventional medicine, natural remedies do not just mask symptoms, but they get to the root of the problem to support health and affect healing at the same time. Most homeopathics are even safely taken by people of all ages and during pregnancy. Homeopathic medicine is actually suppressed here in the United States. Outside of this country, a large majority of medicines that are prescribed are homeopathics. Did you know that the cure for malaria was developed by the man that invented the homeopathic system? That's right. So friends, please take my advice. Visit the front page of prophecykeepers.com and click on the Native Remedies banner and find out what all the excitement's all about.
Well, you got any parting words of wisdom?
Put your hand up in the classroom. You're either willing to contribute or you're asking a question. You're willing to stand up under your hand. That's two people walking together in the same direction. And if you close your fist, you're falling inside. And what can you make with your hand? So you have to open the hand to get away, which is the key to create. And I do
break it home right from golfing. And I guess golf is kind of a hot button issue with me. And we have done
music workshops. Thank you, Nevin. What do you do with your hands today? How do you use your fingers?
Go ahead,
and use the hand to kind of
I help him. And I was expecting a moment, too. And he didn't show up until
8, which means the circle man.
She's right.
And I hope that anybody even kind of thinks this
makes I've been terribly insensitive with my golf.
I didn't read about
I think I use golf
and think about how we do we come full circle with the balance and harmony that we hold.
But you know what's wrong with me?
And then,
I know it's a problem. I know I have to change. But the next thing you know,
we have a thumb, which
I'm back on the course again.
The center. And being in balance and harmony. And then when we open our hands,
social behavior, which is a very good start.
World, because what can you pick up in your
more than just the golf.
And so,
never is like I say.
Need to be honest. So here's a little song for you that I share with the children
what?
After we've
I actually
about all the different ways we can
game over our wedding video.
It's about a day where you use your hands to feed the grass to heal. Use the finger test the earth to bless. Northeast, south, and west. Not for grabbing her to greet. Not to fight or make a bleed. Use your hands to plant a seed. To nurture life and still
need.
That's the first verse. Guess how many verses there are in this song?
I'll bet there's about 12.
Eight.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about eight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all the index fingers add up to eight, make the circle, but then at the end, you connect the thumbs and kind of make two little circles with your index finger and your thumb on both hands and connect it at the end and make an eight sign. The eternal life, so to speak. Do you mind if I read and sing you the rest of the song, the eight verses? That was the first verse. Okay, here we go. How today will you use your hands? Winter, spring, summer, fall. To touch, to tickle, spread, to call. Your hands can bring good to all. Not to hit or scratch your clothes. Not to punch or pinch your nose. Use your hands to help to show a loving heart where friendships grow. You know, each of these verses, these things come in four. Native American belief, spirituality again, and this is a wonderful song to remember how things have a process, and each of these come in the line of north, south, east, west. And so I think it to me as a way to remember how certain things are, rather than left, right, up, down, good, bad. Circular aspect is what really works, not these diabolical things that are applied to each other. I'll start talking and sing the next verses. This is the third verse. How today will you use your powers? Air, fire, water, earth, subtle creation that gives birth, use in balance, make things worth, use throat, chest, tummy, feet, use them well to make life sweet, plant, water, grow, and reap. Work until the job's complete. From mind and heart, soul and power, you can send your love to power. Red, yellow, white, and black, send your voices will come back. Midnight, dawn, noon, end of day, float, stand, and float, and stay. Walk a sacred way everywhere with a buffalo, you have mouth and beer. Literature, music, speech, and art. Baby, child, teen, dark moon, waxing,
and
girl, child, prince, woman, hag, wait, then go, then chase, then bag, receive, come and give her love, rainbow, wave, and gold, asleep, awake, and learn to play. Hands to give away. Each second, minute, hour, and day, hands can work, our hearts can pray. Morning, morning, evening, night, loving hands don't need to fight. In rainbow colors, walk the light. We use our hands to do things right. Past is gone, future is ahead. Knowing your heart, not just your head. Honor life with integrity. The future now is you and me. So how today will you use your hands to feed, to bless, to heal, to bless? North, east, south, and west. Use the finger to test the earth above. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Use your fingers to create. And with your thumb, circle man. Then circle a spiral and start again. How today will you use your hands? How today will you use your hands? How today will you use
Well, that's sweet. My first wife will absolutely love that song. She had a degree in child development and taught preschool. She'd love that.
Yeah,
Yeah, I do a little, I teach them a little hand dance. They can dance their hands to the song. And so many of the Native American songs are in the Native, they're all very childlike. They reach a part down deep inside of us that reminds us that life is a gift. It's a celebration. Everything that occurs is beautiful and magical.
And we should still all be.
It's a wonderful thing to learn about those things. Yes? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and we should all still be kids.
That's it. Joy of heart. What a glorious life it would be if we all remember what it was like to be fascinated with life at 4.5 years old.
Wow.
Well, it's been a pure joy visiting with you again, Will.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, I'm sure folks will enjoy this one more than they'll the last one. And they're going to get better. We're going to try to get some electronics in here that balance out the two voices, because invariably, with the exception of the last interview, Patrick had a voice that's louder even than mine. Of course, he is an Irishman. everybody's feet lower than mine, so even when I'm talking low, like I'm talking now, as far as what's being recorded, it's overpowering yours. So I have to go through all your stuff and bring it up, or bring mine down. And yeah, it takes a little while, but it's worth it. But
appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. But anyway, well, thanks a lot for being with us.
Well, it's been an honor to be with you and share these gifts of songs that have been given to me with you and your listening audience. And thank you very much for the wonderful visit, not only with our visit, but with all the wonderful people that I've met over this interview station. And keep up the good work, Will.
Oh, I appreciate you. And that song is going to be...
You could just figure out something
on the front of our website forever and ever.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, we're looking for a way to record it professionally. I have some wonderful harmonies and drums, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I can actually hear it. It's going to go with
that. Oh, yeah. But, you know, the way you did it was just traditional.
Oh, that's great.
You know, a cappella with a drum. We don't get much more traditional than that.
Acoustic acapella, and don't forget to listen to the song in the trees tonight as you take a walk. There's some beautiful music out there that's real.
Well, thanks for being with us.
This is Jossa Sagonia, a second-grade grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, headman of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files, and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek
of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault.
Truth be known.
What did he say that was sick? I missed it.
He said enjoy it.
I know, but what did Ray say before he went up the stairs? That was sick.
Oh, you didn't catch that?
No.
He let it out that he wanted to be taken care of, like with mommy.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
We have no.
God only knows what. Honey, you need to go to the door and see if he'll come in. Turn out the light.
He's
looking at the
shop. Oh, God, do shit.
Don't do this till they come.
Ah,
shit. The Americans. What is left of
them? Arcady is alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I called the resident tour. I spoke to him.
So, we need to contact Granite.
I did. She said there was a different target. Vladimir Kosygin, a first tour officer.
Georgie! Calling for him. There you go. I told you he would come. Come on, George. Yeah. Now,
shut
it up. My buddy. I told you. I know when my babies are ready.
Here, my buddy.
Yeah. Here, my baby. And I knew he was ready. He was just told to come on in. Yeah. Yeah, Georgie. Come on, Bubba. You little mess. You're a good baby, aren't you? Just like my baby girl. My baby girl, yeah. I love her. I love her too. No partiality here. Love all our babies. Yeah, you go get him, George. He's coming, honey.
Are you?
I know he's four legged, honey, but he's all we could find.
I need a son.
Hey, Georgie. Uh-oh, he's got the ball going, honey.
He does. Oh.
They forget about things and kind of, you know, slip away or whatever. So where are we watching, honey?
Spy versus Spy.
The following program is rated TVMA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Not alive.
You're going to have to go to bed. That's your bedtime.
I'm not ready. I just took my pills.
This is for mature audiences only. So.
Well, I'm not mature for this, so you have to get in.
Previously on The Americans.
Yeah.
So put the cat dragged in.
For the cat.
She came to visit me months before Pedro's put off.
This is dark, man. No way we find
it. Stop! Sort of some guy in the hood. Carried by a KGB spy. Anyone else want a drink? This happened, but it happened. Things just got a little crazy.
FBI just murdered somebody.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
have to go watch this video. I'll go watch this video. Okay?
Oh, no, no.
He really looks Russian, doesn't he? That curly hair.
Hey, look
at another man. They played in your mind. We could, would, or should have done differently.
Yeah. Home, sweet home.
Doesn't look so bad.
Let me know when you want to switch.
Sure, let's
go home. You both need to rest.
They're separated. He was screwing one of his assets. Line of duty, but she didn't like it.
I just spoke to Amador's parents. They're arriving tomorrow. And they're very appreciative of all of your thoughts.
Amador's that FBI agent that...
You'll never get me to understand.
Okay.
We'll let you all know details of the funeral services when they happen. So.
That gal standing back there, she's the one that's screwing the Russian guy.
When he started here at CI, he was a good agent, good friend, good man. I'm sure that you all have your own stories about him.
Yes, pay your friend that money.
I was a little hard on him sometimes. But he did a lot for this department and for this country. And now here's what we're going to do for him. We're going to take every resource we have, every ounce of energy and focus, and we are going to hunt for whoever is responsible for what happened to him. Mm-hmm. And we are not going to rest until they are behind bars. Or even better, until we zip them up in a body bag.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
He was just...
What?
Just the other night, he was... He was asking me out again. So, actually, that man could drive a woman crazy, you know?
Yeah, he sure could. He was very fond of you.
Me too. Agent Dad wants to see him in the world. So, excuse me.
Anything on the ring?
Not yet. Have a seat.
If it wasn't on his body and it wasn't in his apartment, he always wore the ring.
We're on it. If it's out there, we'll find it.
Well, it is out there.
Yes.
Look, I know that the resident was the target, but we don't hit these guys and start killing them.
No one's accusing you of anything.
George.
I'm on your side.
Alex. George.
It may be a secret war, but it's a war.
Georgie.
We have to fight like soldiers now. And you're one of our best.
Oh. Well, it doesn't feel like it tonight.
I don't imagine it does. No. But in a war, blood gets spilled. That's how it goes. So don't think twice about what you did. Understand? There, go home. That's the rest.
I'd rather stay and work the case. It's all the same to you, sir.
The entire Bureau is working the case. If anything breaks, I'll let you know. Tomorrow morning, signal your source and see what the hell she knows about Amador. Their code is in order.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, FBI, open up.
Make sure.
You up for a nightcap?
Sure. Come on in.
his neighbor across the street.
How did you know it's here?
If I can't find a travel agent staying in a motel under his own name, then I'm in the wrong line of business. Well, the Bill Chamber.
Right. Well,
just look down the street and back toward the end. Maybe it was coming the other way. Who is this?
The pickup truck.
It's a pickup truck?
Almost got hung up down there.
Preview.
Tell me who killed Amador.
Who killed Amador?
Yeah.
Who killed Vlad?
I don't know.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying, Anna Jesus.
Vlad is my friend. My friend! Sorry you lost your partner. I am. I lost my friend. It's a really bad day, yes?
Yes, it's a very bad day. But I need to know what happened, Nina.
I have no idea what was going on. We don't kill FBI agents. Right. You have to believe.
Well, three of my men were killed protecting a scientist 2 weeks ago.
Yes, and that day I told you. Arkady was behind closed doors. I told you something was going on. But yesterday, nothing.
Really? Nothing?
Nothing until somebody called threatening to kill Vlad if something happened to your partner. Next thing we know, the police call saying he's been murdered in a mugging. What are we to think?
I don't know who killed Vlad, and if I can find out, I will let you know.
Will you?
He killed Vlad.
We're not monsters.
Yeah.
But I have to know what happened.
Blew his brains out.
Do you understand that?
Oh. It showed him doing it.
Well, I didn't realize.
Vlad, he never wanted to be
killed. They were going to kill the resident agent because they usually ran together every day. But this particular day, he didn't show up because he was sick. So they grabbed this other guy, and he got so mad about his friend being killed, he just shot him.
He joined to make his uncle happy. He was a colonel for the Red Army and raised Vlad after his father died. He pulled some strings to get him into the door, and Vlad was just getting his guts up to tell him that next year he was joining medical school. He wanted to be a doctor. That's all he wanted with his life.
Sorry.
I know you just tell me what I want to hear.
That's not true.
Listen to me. I know. But if you can, I want you to find out what happened to Vlad. How this happened. Will you do that?
I will.
I want to be able to tell his family.
Come on, guys. Clear bowls. Brush teeth. Do I have to keep cracking the whip open? Henry, did you pack your homework?
I don't know.
Okay, check, please.
You notice that birthmark is really faded on Richard Thomas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked at it.
Can you imagine being like 20 years old, trained for 10 years, probably orphans, trained, you know, all your childhood spies and being sent over here and set up with an identity and coming over and posing as an American family, having kids, but they don't know who you are. Can you imagine? These people. That woman is a spy.
Oh. Okay.
And posing as American.
Right, you're getting out the door. You're the one who wanted it this way. Excuse me? Stand up. Do you know what my mother would have done if I talked to her like that? You get to dress how you want, use the phone, watch TV. You do not get to speak to me like that. Are we clear?
Hello?
Dad, you and I are not done.
Hiya! What are you doing here?
I take you and Henry to school. Hey, champ.
Hey!
You think you can get ready, lick and split?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go, go, go.
Okay.
I would appreciate it if you didn't make surprise appearances, especially when we are adjusting to new routines.
Sure.
Last night.
And?
Amador wore a ring. Apparently wasn't on his body.
We swept the safe house.
Yeah, and Gregory's team swept the car.
We were all moving pretty fast.
Do you have any idea where they ditched it?
I'll signal Gregory and have him get into it.
The feds are going to push this as far as they know how.
I'll make sure he knows the lay low until we know what's what.
Stan came by the motel last night, a drunk mess.
What'd you find out?
That his partner was killed. I couldn't exactly work in the leads.
You're the one who wanted to be his friend, right? Because of what a great potential source he could be.
Okay.
Call him next time, all right?
I don't need permission to see my kids.
Fine, stay. Clean the kitchen while you're at it. Paige, Henry!
Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Hold that smile, demon. We got a hit on his ring.
Huh?
J. Andrew's genius, manpower. Let every available agent in the field double up on local uniforms soon enough to get a hit.
Where'd they find this?
The owner of a salvage yard tried to fence it in a pawn shop in Kingman Park.
Salvage yard must be where they dumped the car used to move out of.
But we got to it before they crushed it. Doherty and McMillan are going to go down there now.
I'm going. I'm going.
So, yeah, but I want you to know, I don't want you flying solo on this.
The ring you tried to pawn this morning belonged to a federal agent.
Look, I don't ask questions, and sometimes people need things. It's a fair trade.
Well, in this case, the federal agent in question was murdered, so I'm going to ask questions and you're going to answer them. Sound okay? Good. Who delivered the car? And when?
It was left here last night. I didn't see anyone.
They just left it.
Some people do. They know that I saw
And the ring was in the trunk? You have the keys?
It was shoved right up there.
So a car just shows up in the middle of the night, no plates, trunk stripped of carpeting, where you find a ring and your first move is a pawn shop.
VIN numbers are filed off.
Were the VIN numbers filed off? Doherty. Ring was shoved up here.
You think it fell off?
No, he left it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a minute here, would you?
Amador did.
Bill. I want to ask you again. Who dropped off this car?
Look, like I already told you.
I knew you were going to do that.
You listen to me, you piece of shit. You may think you know what I am, or what I will and won't do in this situation, but you have no idea.
I don't believe someone who just murdered a federal agent puts off their car at some random salvage yard. So I want you to tell me everything you know about this. Do you understand?
Some black guys, the drug dealers, I think. They dump cars with me sometimes. They came by late last night.
I don't know names. I swear to God.
See? That wasn't so bad, was it? Yeah, I gotta go look at some mug books together. Boy.
How bad is it?
We don't know. The guy may have left his ring behind in the trunk. We'll let you know. You just stay safe and out of sight until this thing goes away.
You okay?
Not really. Charlotte is staying in a hotel. Kids aren't so good.
Shit. That's fair.
You told me so, huh?
Why are you telling me this?
I'm enough. What else can I tell you now? Yeah, I can't. I'm not right now.
You'll be okay.
We all will be. You included.
This thing's gonna blow over. We're just trying to get ahead of it.
And if it doesn't blow?
Let's not cross that bridge unless we have to. In the meantime, you just stay out of sight. Check your signals.
Okay, wait.
Stop this out, will you?
suddenly set off into the night gently.
What the
hell could be a frightening prospect for someone who hasn't seen the world?
He's devoted to the cause. I think he'll like it there.
I'm not so sure. Tell him the truth. Nice apartment. Regular stipend, but he will be rich. Language lessons for as long as he needs them. They'll call him in to lecture the cadets, but he won't have an office at Dzerzhinsky. It's a hard adjustment, but after the first 2 years, he'll be fine.
I'll tell him.
You need to make sure he's actually planning to come.
His options have narrowed by quite a lot, and one of them is turning on us.
He has always been completely loyal.
He's never really been tested.
He grew up here and turned on his own nation. That's harder than anything any of us have ever done.
Well, now he's facing life in a cage, or 1,000 balls thrown into his body.
Talk him into Moscow. If you can't, you take the only other option available. Oh. As sad as we would be to see it go that direction.
Now, I only have one real question for you, Curtis, which is, do you have any idea what it is that you've been doing? Because if you do know, then keep your mouth shut. That's how bad it is. But if you don't know, if you've somehow kind of been tricked into this, well, you might want to speak up. You've been arrested twice. Minor drug raps. I work in counterintelligence. Do you know what that is?
I'm not saying anything to you.
I chase spies. KGB. You ever heard of them? That's the Russians. You know what I don't care about? Drugs. I couldn't care.
I may look dumb, but I'm not.
You don't look dumb.
The cops got all kinds of tricks. You know, my partner was killed 2 nights ago. I'm way past tricks, Curtis. His name was Chris Amador. And he was stabbed. I don't know what to do. I feel like revenge, you know? But who really cares? I mean, what does that get me? But these Russians that I'm talking about, I'm pretty sure they're the ones who killed him. So I'm not tricking you, Curtis. If you're working for the Russians and you know it, you wait for your lawyer. Because you've committed treason. See, I don't think you can know. You and I don't have much in common. No shit.
But we're both goddamn Americans, right? Right? Well.
You always knew this day could come.
You said.
The world is a shitty place, Gregory. That's what I really think.
We agree.
I want to focus on now. Like we always talked about. There are plans put in place to help you, to take care of you. And right now those plans are being put in motion. I do not know the details, but I guess we would probably take you cross country by car.
Look, Elizabeth. I mean, can you really see me there?
I want to talk to you about it because I can.
Take me to LA. Okay, it's a lot closer. First start in Compton, I can change my identity, my name.
Gregory, this is bad. The FBI are after you.
Maybe I can do a little work on my face, you know? I mean, if you can stand it. You guys are the masters of disguise.
I don't think they're going to go for it.
If you ask them, they'll do anything for you.
I got it.
Can I go? Mm-hmm. That's a Chevy Malibu.
Mm-hmm. Or is it a
Nova? Didn't I say Nova?
Huh?
Then I said Chevy Nova.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, already, so why not?
I think you said Malibu.
Uh-oh.
What's that? Nova.
Your discretion advised.
Gregory Thomas. His last known political activity was the protest march on Memphis City Hall with Martin Luther King in March of 68. Now, we all know the KGB tried to infiltrate the civil rights movement. America's oppressed minorities were rising up already, so why not get in on the action? But the question is, did they go so far as to recruit any civil rights activists?
Philip and Elizabeth said you'd be expecting me. Claudia.
Gregory.
Means a lot to meet you, Gregory. Please, let's sit. We have to move quickly, but we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to make this as easy as possible for you. I understand why you want to go to California instead of Moscow, of course. I wish with all my heart we could make that happen. We'd do it for you, Gregory, in an instant. Spend anything, move any amount. But it just wouldn't work. New documents, new history, even a new face. With what's at stake, I'm afraid it wouldn't be enough to put off the FBI.
You're more scared of them than I am. And I'm the one willing to take the risk.
The problem is, the risk isn't just yours. It's Philip and Elizabeth's, too.
I would never, ever betray them.
I don't think you would. But do you know why I'm the best at my job? I'm a guard dog. I don't take any chances with the people I protect. That's why they send me, an old lady, halfway around the world to do this.
You've been brilliant.
A hero. And your reward is waiting. If you have any last thought to run to California, please understand that the FBI will follow you to the ends of the earth. We put evidence in your apartment, linking you to the murder of the FBI agent who was bleeding in the trunk of the car your people disposed of. Trace him out the bloody fibers from his suit recovered in the safe house. When the trail stops at your doorstep, we won't have to worry about them following it any further and getting to Philip and Elizabeth. It's your final act of service.
You guys don't mess around, do you?
No, we don't.
I won't take to Moscow.
It takes time, but others have done it. You'll like it eventually.
I have never wanted too much, really. I just wanted to live for something. And I've done that.
Okay.
And to know when I'm done. Now I'm done.
You tell them how lovely Moscow is in the spring?
Some people just aren't cut out for foreign travel.
You think he's negotiating? Or stopping you up in California?
I think he's trying to get away from us, or he's fooling himself. I don't really know, but we need to get him to Moscow, Philip.
And he won't go?
He was Elizabeth's first recruit. Her agent. I've had my differences with her, but if this ends the hard way, I don't want her to have to do it. You'll be there?
Of course.
Thank you.
thank God.
Yeah. Don't have him yet.
But you will, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think we will.
It's good. That's good.
Yeah. You know, most agents never actually pull the trigger. But that hasn't been my destiny.
I know.
Well, you don't know everything, Sandra. I've protected you from things.
I never asked for that. I didn't ask for protection.
Well, if you want to have a family, be in a family. That's what you do, right?
Something else happened.
It's just the world that we live in is a little darker and a little uglier than I think you know.
Okay.
I know.
So sometimes.
What? I mean, I don't care where we go. We could live in a shack and I wouldn't care. You know me and Matthew, that is all that matters. We can leave everything else behind. Please.
They got Chinese in Moscow. See? That's one problem. Your friend, Claudia. She's still between me and that door. She really thinks she can stop me if I'm on the walk out.
You'd be surprised.
That's funny. Russian girls. You're all tough, huh?
I guess we had to be.
That's why I fell for you.
Because I'm a tough girl.
Being committed, uncompromising, stubborn.
You like all that?
Don't take them back. Find somebody else. It's going to soften you all up. Hey, find somebody that will love you for being so strong.
I found out if you trip and fall with a gun like that, it goes right onto the pavement. I tripped and fell coming out of the convenience store in Salt Lake City. That damn thing clattered down onto the pavement about 3 feet from me. I'm like, there wasn't anybody around. Joanne saw me freaked out. It was a bad part of Salt Lake. And
I'm not going with you, Elizabeth.
There's nowhere else to go.
You know, they put the FBI agent's murder on me.
I had nothing to do with that.
It's a smart thing to do. You know, the FBI, they're going to keep going on this thing until they get somewhere.
So you're what?
I'm going to walk right out that door, find some men with guns, put an end to this hunt so you can keep doing the job that you were sitting here to do.
Gregory, nobody wants that. I don't want that. You've been faithful to the cause for years. We want to reward you.
This is my reward.
You're being stupid. We have a whole new life for you.
I don't want a new life.
You know how good things can be. Moscow is beautiful. It's cosmopolitan, much more so than Washington. There's art. There's culture.
You're a travel brochure.
People would be in awe of you. The way you have lived, what you have done.
You know me. Okay? I lived here. I fought here.
They're not going to let you stay. They can't. They can't risk that, that you could change your mind, that something could go wrong.
You trust me. I ain't changing my mind.
I trust you. And you know I can't let you.
Then up to you, Elizabeth.
I can't! Gregory, please!
You can't.
Please.
Goodbye, Elizabeth. Look who's here.
He won't come. Wants to find some cops to shoot him. Can settle end things for us.
For us? True to the end. Come on, Gregory. Look, you people owe me this much.
Wait outside, look.
Gregory, please!
I'm done talking.
Wait outside.
No.
You don't have to do this.
I trust him, Philip. He'll do what he says.
I think that would be a mistake.
We owe him this. He's right. And I know him. He's always done everything he said he'd do. That's who he is.
And I fucked him, and it was good.
Please, Philip. I'm asking you. Please.
Do you think somebody else
is killing? That's the same. It's the same. My grandmother had one identical to that.
The brown?
Yep. It was a two tone, but it was the same brown. They have real. They have 390 engines.
In the night.
They're a muscle car.
Thank you.
We used to go to Mary's restaurant in Miami, and they had the best Italian food. It was right next door to my doctor's office. His name was Dr. Tanabini. Nice guy. That way doctor should be. Are they showing it over?
Yeah, they do. They show it over and over.
Jeez.
Well, we've got an irresponsible and regular phone.
So where do you want to begin, Pop?
There's a path in life that is open to all Americans. Work hard.